Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Genesis chapter 36, verse 1. These are the generations of Esau, that is, Edom. The rest of this chapter, chapter 36 in Genesis, just is a list of names of the family line that comes from Esau. And as I read through it, all these different names, I can't help but to think about how all of them are in some sense affected by the decisions that Esau made. As you read through Genesis and you see him sell his birthright to Jacob, for example, in that moment of weakness, that sin would not just affect him. It would affect all of the descendants that would come after him in some way. I just think about that in my life. I'm a dad to four kids, and I know my life, my relationship with God has an effect on those four kids. And how I walk or don't walk with God will have an effect on them. I'm not naive enough to think that I can guarantee what's going to happen in every one of their lives if I live this way or that way, but I know that there's a direct effect, correlation between my relationship with God and the way I parent them and the way they will grow up and be raised to be the man and the woman that they will be. So that just drives me to my knees in prayer. And I hope you the same when you realize, so your life, whether you're a mom or dad with kids, grandparents with kids and grandkids, or just in any one of our lives, like our relationship with God affects the people around us. Like, let's not forget that. It's not just about you and me growing in personal relationship with God, but our relationships with God have bearing on the way others perceive God, on the way others grow or don't grow in God. We have an effect on others. So we pray, God, help us. Help us, we pray, to grow in holiness in all the ways we're praying as we walk through Genesis. Help us to walk in purity with you. Help us to worship you, not just for ourselves, not just so that we might know you, but God, so that others might know you, so that others might walk with you. God, I pray for this for myself, for Heather, my wife, for all kinds of husbands, wives, moms, dads, grandparents who have kids. God, please help us to walk with you in a way that helps our children and grandchildren know how to walk with you. Oh God, we want them to walk in holiness, so help us to walk in holiness. We want them to experience abundant life in you, so help us to turn from sin and experience abundant life in you. Help us to make wise decisions, good, godly decisions toward that end. God, I pray for that for every single one of our lives. We are influencing people around us every day. God, help us to point them to you with the way we are living. Help us to live not just for our sake and for our own growth in Christ, but for others' sake, for others to grow in relationship with you. Even those who are not Christians, God, we pray for our non-Christian friends and family members, God, that you would draw them to yourself through our lives. God, may there be fruit in others' lives as a result of our growth in relationship with you, our growth in likeness to Christ. God, may it be so, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.